So then the Rebbe says, as a seemingly a side statement, the Rebbe says, based on this, we have an answer to the question that people ask about the fact that recently we keep talking about how the Geula is coming immediately. So people ask, how will such an announcement go smoothly? And how would such a proclamation, how would it go smoothly? How could it be successful? How will the family members react? And what will the world say about all this? That's the question that Rebbe says people ask. Meaning, what's going to be the reaction to this message? How are people going to take it? So the Rebbe says, the answer is, if the matters of Geula were a chiddush, were a brand new thing, so maybe there would be room for such a question. How are people going to respond? How are people going to react? How are you going to be able to get this message through successfully if people are going to be resistant? The Rebbe says, but being that the Geula is not a chiddush, but rather all the matters of Geula have already begun. So the Rebbe says, and not only have they begun, but they've been drawn down and already begun being received in the world, in this physical lowly world of which there is no world lower. So if that's the case, it won't be a shock if the Geula comes, take it from Yad Mamash. It's not going to be a surprise. It's not going to be a shock. So what's the room for the question of how people are going to respond, of how people are going to react to this message, which is the message that the Rebbe said the week earlier, that everybody's obligated to publicize, that the Geula is coming immediately. Even those who haven't yet internalized the message themselves are obligated to publicize it. So here the Rebbe addresses the question, how could you go about publicizing? Who knows how people are going to respond? How do you expect it to go smoothly and be successful if people are going to react negatively? No, that's only a question if the Geula would be a chiddush. But since all these things have already begun, including this prophecy of I will restore your judges and your advisors, so since that's all already begun and it's begun to be accepted, so then there's no room for that question. So here the Rebbe is not just, so on the surface, the Rebbe is addressing the question of how the outsiders are going to react. But if you notice, the Rebbe uses two expressions. He says, how will the family members react? How will they respond? And what will the world have to say about it? So the message here that the Rebbe is trying to get through, and this is an important part of the message, it's not just, yes, it's very nice to hear that the Rebbe is the judge and the Rebbe is the prophet and the Rebbe is the advisor and you're supposed to listen to him. The Rebbe is saying it goes far beyond that. The point is that this is actually the beginning of the redemptive process, so much so that you have to stop relating to Geula as something both within yourself and both in how you deal with others. You have to stop relating to the idea that the message you're bringing the world is some radical new message that's not part of this world and it's going to just arouse tremendous resistance. And the Rebbe says you have to yourself relate to the message as something that is actually happening, it's actually taking place, it's actually transpiring, it's developing, it's unfolding, it's you're in it. And therefore, when you're in it, so yeah, each new development is something that is accepted, is not only accepted, but it's anticipated, it's something you look forward to. But in order to convey the message that way, you have to relate to the message that way. If you come to somebody and saying, listen, I have this really shocking, radical message, which is something that, so the person is going to respond to the way you deliver the message. If you deliver the message as this shocking revelation that's going to rock your world and turn your life upside down, so You're going to get the reaction based on how you present the message. But it's if you yourself understand and appreciate and relate to the fact that these are the facts on the ground. This is the reality. This is what's been happening. And you just have to catch up. It's not about something new in the sense of something that's a change that breaks your world, but rather it's this is something that's here. It's begun. It's real, and therefore we have to connect to it and relate to it so that we can be ready for the next step in the process. Then that's exactly how the message will be received.